It's a Sonic 1029 special presentation. Sonic's Band of the Month for January. From Love to Forfeit.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Ash, and I'm the lead vocalist.
I'm Wes, and I play drums.
I'm Colton, I play guitar.
Hey, I'm Brennan, and I play guitar.
I'm Garrett, and I play bass.
All right, Ash, can you please tell me the story of From Love to Forfeit?
We started probably about 2 years ago. It was just myself, Garrett, and Wes, and we just wanted to, you know, be the rock star and whatever, jam in the basement type thing. So we founded From Love to Forfeit with just us three. And of November last year, Brennan, he was previously in a band called Awakening. They kind of just stopped writing and stopped doing shows. So we asked him if he wanted to join up with us. And he joined up. And Colton, he was actually driving up from Calgary just to say goodbye to some friends because he was going to move down to Kelowna. And he actually, his car died in Edmonton, and he ended up living at my house. So we're just like, let's throw this guy in. So now he's living here, he's living in Edmonton, and we have the full roster now. So,
but you've already done a tour in Asia. It's rare to see a band kind of rack up Asian tour experience this early on, right? Yeah. So how does that come to be?
Coming in January, this will be my fourth time going back. I've been to Manila a couple times doing just tours on drums and stuff. And my dad, he's actually the worship director for all of basically the world in our organization. So he has lots of contacts there in Manila in Southeast Asia.
How do you find touring Thailand or Southeast Asia versus touring Western Canada, aside from obvious temperature differences?
It's really crazy. It's really different. I guess it doesn't draw as much of a crowd as it would in Southeast Asia, because there's so many bands and everybody's trying to make it big and trying to do as many shows and touring and stuff. But to have a North American band go to Southeast Asia and to tour there, it raises an eyebrow and people are like, oh, I want to go see these guys. They're from the other side of the world. I want to see what they have to offer us. But, you know, we just love touring all around, and it doesn't matter where in the world we are. It's just, we have a passion to do it.
on January from Sonic 1029.
How do you describe your sound to somebody that doesn't know the band or is first hearing about the band? I read your bands that you like and influenced by. You run the gamut from, you know, electro rock like Muse to straight up pop like Lights. And I think that's a good way to kind of describe your sound. It's pretty pop and also pretty electro rock.
Yeah. We like to say we fuse a lot of the contemporary rock, but we have a lot of the electronic elements in there too. Like in As Lions, we have a dubstep breakdown then. And we like keeping the elements of rock, as in the heavy drums, the guitar driven, and then throwing in really synthesizer based lines and stuff like that. So you could call electronic rock, I guess.
What makes up a good live show for you guys?
A good live show from us. Well, our stage setup is pretty crazy. We have massive banners and lots of lasers and a crazy light show that really complements the digital and the electronic realm. And then just stacks and, you know, got your Marshall stacks and the massive drums and stuff. So that also complements the rock show, I guess.
So you guys really put a lot of value then into the show aspect of the show.
Yeah, it's a very important part.
Now, you are on the cusp of releasing a full-length called As Lions. Is this your first full-length you'll be releasing?
It is our first full-length record, yeah.
How is the recording process leading up to this point?
It has been such a journey. It's been so awesome because we started recording the record in November of last year. And just to finish it now, and we look back and just look at all the moments and all the crazy times that we've had recording each track and how hard we've worked on the album, it's just really cool to see it finally come to a close within this next couple of weeks.
The title track, As Lions, can you tell me about that song?
As Lions, it's, you know, being bold and not being scared to go share the gospel or even to talk to people. Some people, they get stuck in their own little world of, you know, I got to get to point A to point B, and, you know, I don't care about anybody else who's in the way type thing. But, you know, just even going out, making friends, being the Samaritan to somebody, you know, helping somebody out, being as bold and not letting other people tell you who you are, but living out who you really are.
Still is not true.
month, January, From Love to Forfeit podcast.
Can you talk about Save America? Is there anything specifically that you'd like to save, or is there one area you'd like to improve?
The song is basically describing how, as North Americans, we tend to pass the blame and to point fingers at, say, you know, we'll look at overseas in Afghanistan or Iraq or something like that. We're like, you know, they've got all the problems. My life here, I got the car, I got the house, I got the girl, you know, I got all the money. I don't have any problems type thing. But it's like, really, everybody on the globe is going through the exact same problems. And we need to stop pointing the finger and really just living in love and just reaching out to one another and not passing the blame, I guess.
January, From Love to Forfeit, from Sonic 1029.
The album comes out early January.
January 5th.
If I'm interested in buying this album, learning more about this band, From Love to Forfeit, where can I go on the internet?
iTunes will definitely have it on January 5th. Amazon, basically on all online stores, it's going to be released on January 5th. But we will be getting hard copies in the middle of January. So we'll definitely have them at the pawn shop when we're doing that showcase. So you can grab a disc there, come out to a show. I'm sure we're going to be talking with retail stores here in the city and just across Canada and distribution companies. So
your showcase is slated for January 25th, the final Friday of the month. What can I expect if I'm watching From Love to Forfeit for the first time?
You can expect jumping over random crap. We do a lot of jumping, like jumping over keyboards. You can expect sweat, a party pretty much. It's the live show's really crazy, and it'd be awesome to see everybody out.
Tonight, don't let it
Edmonton's local music scene. Sonic's Band of the Month, January. From Love to Forfeit.
As long as we stand up proud, we won't back down.
Join From Love to Forfeit, Friday, January 27th, for the Band of the Month showcase at the Pawn Shop.